After the tone, please speak your name into the telephone. Thank you. Please remain on the line. Hold for acceptance. Hello, this is a prepaid collect call from...
Hi, honey, I love you.
An inmate at a correctional facility.
Three-way or call waiting is not allowed, and they automatically disconnect this call.
This call is also subject to being recorded or monitored, except for privileged communications between attorney and client.
Your current account balance is...
$36.39.
Please select from the following options. If you consent to this call being recorded and
to accept this call, dial 1 now.
To reject this call,
dial 2 now. Charges for your call have been accepted.
Hello.
Hi, honey. What time is it?
10 to 9.
I just got out of the meeting with a probation parole lady. Can you write something down?
Yeah, give me a second.
Are you home?
Yeah.
Okay. She got right after me because I didn't have my driver's license and social security number and all this card and stuff.
Well, let me say, what am I supposed to do from here?
She said you've had the packet for a number of weeks.
I don't. Who is it?
Her name's Michelle Newton.
Can't find a fucking phone. I hate them all. I really do. I'm not in a really good mood to sing again. I'll go off on it.
Don't.
Okay.
She has to have immediately my birth certificate. Driver's
license. Certificate.
I know. She's going to be calling you tomorrow. Birth certificates, driver's license, social security number, a card, and a copy of the last unemployment check.
We don't get a copy.
Okay.
Do you have her phone number?
No, but she's going to call you tomorrow.
Okay.
Also, plate number of my truck.
The what?
The plate number.
Why?
Oh, it's very, very intense. It's very detailed. She needs the plate number, the registration number. She might need them on your vehicle, too.
The what?
She might need them on your vehicle, too. She'll need the addresses for all the properties on Westbrook. She'll be asking you values, how much we are making, how much is going out, any other assets above $1,500. If I miss any assets, if we fail to give any assets to her that's valued more than $1,500, it could be a criminal intent act on my behalf.
I don't even know what our assets are.
Like the properties, in any vehicles, things like that. Told her we sold those, so we had, you know, signed it over to my attorney, the one truck. And so, she said to keep my, I'll need my birth certificate, my driver's license, and my social security card put in a safe place so when I do get out, then I can go and register immediately, you know, because I have to have that.
Is this lady from Berry County?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I told her that, you know, we didn't know about the house, so some of them would be going back and everything. She goes, that's fine. She just needs to know all our assets, and we're married, so it's considered both our properties and stuff, so. She's going to also call my mom. You can let mom know this, and she's going to need to go to mom's house to verify that I live there.
Okay. What are, I don't know what to say the values of the properties are. Nothing? We don't make any money on them. Have to have the septic pumped again. I mean,
I don't. We did the contract as a whole. I told her it was like a group of properties, so I don't know if that's something we can just tell her. You know, I don't know. As a whole, they're worth this much. You know, I don't know. But shot at each address.
Why don't she call me today?
I told her you'll need time to get all this stuff around. I think that you can go to Battle Creek. That's where I was born.
I think I might have one of yours.
Okay.
Maybe. If not, I guess I have to pay for it. They should have to pay for it.
It's only like $10.
I don't care.
Man, the police. But her address, I can give you her address. She's going to ask you some of the stuff with the phone, but like the birth certificate and social security card and driver's license and things. The check of the last unemployment check or whatever. I don't know. You can talk to her about that, but her address is 206 West Court Street, Hastings, Michigan 49058, and it's Berry County Probation and Parole. Attention, Michelle Newton. She's like, are you concealing? Give me information. I'm like, no, I don't pay the bills. I don't have a clue. My wife does. You know, she's just not nice.
She said what to you?
Are you feeling to can reveal information or something? I'm like, no, I just don't know. You know, my.
She'll get a piece of my mind, I guess.
Amanda, it is serious, and she's one of the people that determined if I get the program or not.
Mike, she cannot treat you like that. There's no reason for you to
don't be
yelled at. You can't control it.
Don't. Just be cooperative in everything they need. Okay. That's what's going on. I just wanted to give you a heads up. Huh? I love you.
Love you too.
How's it going?
What?
How's it going?
Can't hear you.
How is it things going?
Fine.
Good.
This is everything.
Good. hang in there. We'll get through it. All right.
I'm going.
Well, thanks for getting that stuff around for me.
I am.
Kids all in school?
What?
Kids all at school?
Yeah, except Carly, she's still sleeping.
Good.
She don't feel good.
Ain't Ann stay the night last night?
Yeah. She's sleeping.
What were you doing when I called?
Getting ready to take a shower.
Mm.
Had a meeting with Missy. We got to write a letter for Emmett Township.
Yeah.
So we can, all he wants done
okay.
is the doorknobs changed. That's it. So, pretty easy fix. And then the septic needs to be pumped.
Yeah. I love you. I'll call you tonight.
All right, I love
you. I miss you so much.
Miss you too.
Thank you for doing this. I'll call you tonight, okay?
Okay.
I love you, Amanda.
Love you too.
All right, bye.